Hi, everybody. Welcome to Too Niche. This is the Trend Hall show for geniuses, where every topic is a thrill to us and nothing is too niche. And we like to take said topic and we like to haul it. We like to deep dive into it until it simply can no longer be hauled. And I'm one of your hosts, Elizabeth Cott. Lara is taking the United States by storm with Live Sexy Unique podcast. So it's just me today. Thank you so much for joining me. This is going to be a little mini haul, a little mini episode. I had the pleasure of checking out the SUP live tour when it was here in Los Angeles at the Bourbon Room, and it was so much fun. So hopefully some of you get to see it while it's out on tour. And some of you guys came up to me, said hi to me at the show. It was so cool to meet you. Thank you so much for saying hello. If anyone ever sees me gallivanting around Los Angeles or anywhere else for that matter, please come say hi. I love talking to you. I love meeting you. So today's haul, well, first, I got to say, the scams haul, have heard from so many of you who have either been scammed or almost been scammed. And I think in the past week since that haul was recorded, I've gotten a few scam emails myself. Now maybe I'm being targeted since I'm whistleblowing. That has to be it. But I'm really sorry that that has happened to so many of you. Got to be careful out there. But it is a chic club to belong to, those who have almost been scammed or have been scammed. So welcome to that club. The week before that, we did the Everything Shower Haul, which that one was a listener request, and I thought it was really fun, but it was one of those where I'm like not really sure if it's going to land or not. I had so much fun recording it and giving all the recs and all of that, and I love that we all now basically use the same detergent. I find that to be really cool. And that episode did really well numbers-wise. It was probably one of our most listened to episodes. And then I was talking to my parents yesterday, and they were like, yeah, we made it halfway through that one. That was not the vibe. So, you know, one thing I've learned is that everybody loves a different haul. And that's what I love so much about doing this show, is that we get to really dance around to all these various different topics that interest both of us and that we want to speak more in depth about. So I just wanted to thank you guys for letting us haul, because it's so much fun. And today's haul topic came in as a listener request, and it was very divinely timed because I knew I was going to be doing a little mini solo ep. And to be honest, I'm not really a solo ep girly. It's not my favorite place to pod in. I love feeding off the energy of somebody else. I did an interview show for 7 years, and then Lara and I together recording with one another is so fun. She's always so on top of it, and I always feel safe podcasting with her because I know that she's going to say something great and we can sort of feed off of one another's energy. So if I'm being vulnerable and honest, the solo pod is a bit of a stretch for me. So thank you for joining me for this soul adventure that we're having today. Last month in February, it marked 10 years of having podcasted, and I think I've probably done 3, if not 4 episodes by myself in that time period. So yeah, trying stuff, never not expanding. So this listener wrote us in our DMs, which you guys can always slide into our DMs. I don't really check Instagram every day, but I always try to get back to everybody who messages us. So do reach out. We love to hear from you. This came from our listener, Shira. She says, hi, love the pod. Can you guys do a subreddit haul? Elizabeth always mentions she's a Reddit girl. I'm trying to stay off Instagram for my own mental health, but need something to obsessively check on my phone, so Reddit feels like the place to be. I have no clue what to follow, though. Help. Okay, so today's haul, subreddit. Shira, I have to say, I deeply feel you when it comes to needing to obsessively check a device and not wanting to spend that device time scrolling Instagram. I myself moved over to the Reddit app because I had just so much fatigue around scrolling on Instagram and TikTok and all those things. And I learned from myself, I need to scroll. I have to scroll. It is now implanted in my millennial DNA. I must spend some portion of my day scrolling or else I'm not complete. And I don't really like to do that over on Instagram. I mean, I do to some extent, but I try to really temper my time that I spend on there. It's just I have been left feeling depleted and a little bit icky if I spend too much time on the apps. And I don't feel that way on Reddit. I find that it is a delightful place to sort of dance into different various interests and lurk in the comment section. And I don't post or really comment, but I am keeping an eye. I am looking. I'm seeing what the posts are, seeing what the comments are, and it's a fun time. So my first suggestion, if you are going to dabble into Reddit, and also I should definitely point out that I am by no means an expert. I have gone as far as to download the app and follow a few subreddits that are of interest to me, and then the rest tend to like auto-generate into my feed, and that is the extent of my experience with Reddit. I feel like there's a lot more to be learned out there. I'm good with where I'm at, and so I feel like this conversation is great if somebody is just sort of interested in dipping their toe in. Maybe a fun place to start. I feel like all of us who are here listening to the show or have a similar interest. So I'm just going to share some of the subreddits that I myself have gotten into. In fact, I'm going to name them. I think if you're into pop culture, which I am, and I think that there are two categories that got me into the Reddit of it all, the subreddits of it all. One was local Los Angeles stuff. So there's an Ask Los Angeles subreddit that is very informative. And then Food Los Angeles, which I love because it's a lot of people posting about what they've ordered at maybe popular restaurants in LA or less popular hole-in-the-wall restaurants in LA. They post pictures of their food. They say how much they paid, that sort of thing. And then there's also been a lot of conversations about the recent restaurant closures that have happened, especially here on the east side in my neighborhood. We've had so many. It's been shocking. And it's been fun to keep up on the news around that. So I would say for local info, Reddit is great. Find your city, dive in. And then on the pop culture front, there are many that I really like. There's FOMOI, which to my knowledge was originally DOMOI, and it was where a lot of DOMOI followers would then go to decipher what some of the DOMOI blinds were. But then I think there was some sort of legality in the mix and it was changed from DOMOI to FOMOI and then sort of disbanded from any correlation with the Instagram site. So that was that. I also really love Pop Culture Chat. There's a great Vanderpump Rules subreddit. There's a strong KUWTK, which is obviously Keeping Up with the Kardashians. The thing I love about all of this is when it comes to Pop Culture Chat or DOMOI, they're going to be posting Daily Mail, Page Six, various, you know, people in the public eyes, Instagram accounts, all of these things that one would generally have to scroll for a long amount of time, and it's all aggregated into one place. Or like with the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, for instance, like I don't need to follow any of the Kardashians, love and light to them, but I've never really been a follower online of theirs, but I'll see all their posts on the subreddit. People put them there. There's comments, there's discourse. I love that. So it really scratches the itch. It keeps me educated. It keeps me in the mix, but a safe distance, which I also really appreciate.
Like a tumbleweed blowing in an early spring wind, Sexy Unique Podcast is back on tour with a brand new show, an immersive musical comedy erotic spectacular that will debut on February 25th in LA, Los Angeles.
Then, what in tarnation? Carrie and I will be hitting the dusty trails, parking our steeds in Oklahoma City on March 1st. Then, on to the Lone Star State for two shows, Dallas-Fort Worth on March 2nd, and Austin, Texas, March 4th.
Us cowgirls are ready to lay down the law, so come get in line because it's time to two-step.
Giddy up on over to sexyuniquepodcast.com right now and get your tickets while they're still hotter in Hades. That's sexyuniquepodcast.com for tickets for the Texas tour.
Another corner that I really appreciate in the Reddit universe is simple living. It's a lot of people sharing tips around just that, simple living, how to live a more simple, streamlined life, very soft life adjacent. It's a hard thing to sort of pivot out of a less simple existence into simple. So it's a lot of people sharing tips and sharing what that transition is like and, you know, how to start your mornings, how to approach such and such situation in a more simple way. And I really love that. 30 plus skincare. I'm big into the 30 plus skincare. The whole drama on that is that people tend to post selfies, let's say around necklines or you name it, this wrinkle. And there's a lot of really obvious sort of body dysmorphia that people exercise within these rooms. So there's been sort of a crackdown when it comes to people posting selfies because it can turn into like a weird zone when someone's like having such an issue with their neck and it's like it looks like a normal neck, that kind of thing. So I find that really fascinating. But there's also just great intel on products and tips and just, you know, common woes of being 30 plus and having skin that's changing. I also think if I was a brand, I would be staffing somebody who was incessantly posting about my brand and my products in a place like 30 plus skincare. I think that that's the place to be when it comes to actual consumers having really engaged conversation around a particular product, a particular issue. And I think we're starting to see it a lot more with brands investing in promotion within Reddit, but it's been something really interesting to watch and seeing what brands are taking notice and investing, but it's just, it would be a cool PR move. If anybody wants to start posting about Too Niche in Reddit, that would be cool. Let me know if you want to do that. Millennials is a deep, dark place of subreddit. Things are not good for being a millennial, it seems, in the millennial subreddit. Like, it's a lot of talk about lack of ability to get property. It's a lot of talk about the pros and cons of having children. It's a lot of talk of the generation above us has fucked us over. I'm just looking here to see if there's any funny, interesting posts. The first one I'm seeing right now has to do with Olivia Rodrigo, and the headline is from Bloomberg, and it says millennial parents are bringing their Gen Alpha kids to Olivia Rodrigo's concert and are acting surprised that it's not age appropriate. someone else, class of 2010. It's really been 14 years since we've been out of high school. Wow. A nostalgia post. Yeah. Time is crazy. The older I get and the farther in my career I go, the more I realize how deadly accurate Office Space was. Ouch. Millennials were handed a broken world and blamed for its faults. Let us do better for the younger generations. For real, though, if millennials had the power to kill entire industries, do you really think we'd be like, LOL, mayonnaise is done, but the student loan industry can stay? The millennial subreddit is an interesting place to dwell. Another very interesting place to dwell that I probably have no business exploring, but is the subreddit teachers, which is a lot of conversation around how rude school-age children are, how reading comprehension is incredibly low, behavior is abysmal, and it's a lot of teachers sharing their woes and stories. And for some reason, I'm just incredibly fascinated by this one. Another one that I have no business being on, really, because I haven't been to a Panera Bread in at least 20 years. But the Panera Bread thread is hilarious. It's the subreddit's called Panera. The header equates Panera to cafe hospital food. And it's mainly employees of Panera just shitting on it. There's a lot of charged lemonade talk. There's a lot of nostalgia for the Panera of the 2014s. There's a lot of microwave discourse. Apparently, there's been an uptick in frozen Panera product, whereas it used to not all be frozen, which is not surprising. But it's funny Panera memes. It's, if anybody keeps an eye on when a seemingly well concocted brand is then sold off and to a larger investment company and then goes completely downhill, Panera is an amazing example of that. And I think that that's why I'm so fascinated with the Panera of it all. Oh, the Sephora subreddit, Chef's Kiss. It's great. It's a lot of people complaining about Sephora, but then also giving their recommendations. Trader Joe's, another one. The big conversation around Trader Joe's right now are these tiny totes. Everybody wants a tiny tote. So people are posting their various Trader Joe's locations and if the tiny totes are in stock. Another place on Reddit that I think the two niche listeners will enjoy is luxury candles. The big conversation today is that Byredo has raised their prices yet again to $99 for a candle. I think this is the second price hike in a very short amount of time. People are not pleased. A lot of brands and stores will have subreddits. I've never shopped there, but Cezanne, which I've been told is equivalent to Anne Taylor Loft, but in France. They have a subreddit, and I don't think the brand manages these subreddits. I think they're very much customer-driven, but it's interesting to see a lot of these clothes on normal people and seeing what they look like out of the box. So I just like to keep my eye on that stuff. Reformation also has one. It's just interesting. Coming from a fashion background, I like to see like how clothing looks on regular people. It's just like a fun temperature check. But a lot of brands have that. So I think like if you're new to Reddit and have an affinity to a particular fashion brand, that's really fun. Hermes, obviously, there's a lot of conversation in the Hermes one. Chanel, big conversations around how the Chanel bag quality has gone down with the prices just skyrocketing. That I find very interesting. TikTok cringe was a great one for me. TikTok cringe isn't all about cringy TikToks. It's just about TikToks in general. I learned that by viewing it. And it's just really random TikToks. And that could be interesting to some people who don't feel like actually being on TikTok. That's a thing. Oh, design my room. A plus top tier subreddit. People will post pictures of their room and say things like, what color should I paint? What would you do differently? How would you arrange the furniture? My favorite game with myself is to look over the pictures, decide what I would do, and then read the comments of what other people suggest and see if my eye matched with their suggestion. This is what I'm doing at 11:30 at night before I fall asleep. This is my journey. It's a fun one. I invite you to join. Another very interesting, I guess, pop culture related subreddit is Swiftly Neutral. This is for Taylor Swift conversation that is neither pro-Taylor or anti-Taylor. It's just neutral Taylor discourse. And it's a good place to get Taylor news that's not Swifty leaning. It's just a casual Taylor paying attentioner, keeping an eye on what's going on with Miss Swift. So I recommend. It's really, I think, like a good entree in. And I think the best thing to do if you're on a Reddit curiosity tip is maybe take one of these suggestions, join that community, and then you'll get fed on your homepage suggested content. And then there's also various tabs where you can see like what's popular, what's trending, what's happening in the news. So you can sort of like branch out from there. I've found that this has just streamlined my internet experience. I can hop in and hop off and I'm not dancing around to different websites or needing to, you know, scroll multiple times a day. I sort of have my moment where I really like to check out the app before I fall asleep. And then when I wake up in the morning, before I start my morning pages and before I meditate and all that, I like to see what's going on in the world. It's sort of my version of checking the newspaper. That's where I've landed with it. That is a mini haul. This was our first little mini haul. I did also want to update you guys, because I talked about it on a previous episode. I was truly so confused in terms of what paint color I was going to pick for my house. And Laura and I sort of worked it out on the mic that I was going to go for a nice white in the main area and do a little bit of a color in the bedroom. So I'm happy to announce that I selected said colors. They were painted. I am the happiest. I went with Alabaster White from Sherman Williams in the main area. It is a perfect crisp white with a hint of ivory. It's like a great basic white. I highly recommend. And then in my bedroom, I went with a color called Against the Grain from Portola. That is a neutral tone with a hint of green. It sort of reads as like a powdery green, light sage green. And I love it. And it's like a whole new world for me over there. A lot of you guys sent in some paint suggestions and I really appreciated your intel on that. It's a big decision, but nothing better than a fresh coat of paint. I truly feel like a new human. What else? Oh, I did one of these for Q4 last year and I'm going to offer it for Q2. I have this vision boarding method that I've been doing for quite some time. It's great. I do it every month. I do it at the top of the year. I do them quarterly as well, sort of like broad strokes, visioning, mood boarding. And I love this technique. It's all online. It's a mix between Pinterest and Canva. And I love teaching it because I think it's a really great manifestation tool that anyone can use. So I'm going to host an online vision boarding workshop at the end of the month. Last time I did it with Kelsey Patel. This time I'm going to do it myself. It's going to be less like meditation-y and it's going to be more just like brass tacks how to do this method. and I love it. So if you guys want to join me, I would love for you to be there. So all the info will be at the bottom of this episode. And thank you so much for joining me today. This was so much fun. And we have some really great hauls coming up for you. One in particular, we're going to be doing a swap with the podcast Eyewitness Beauty, which I spent the entire weekend deep diving on. I am obsessed with this show. It's phenomenal. It's so good. It's like inside baseball beauty intel. And I'm in love with the hosts. I say that now. So maybe like get, if you're not already, get involved with that show so that when we do our little swap, you guys will be acquainted with their whole vibe. I'm really looking forward to recording that. And yeah, thank you guys so, so much for listening. And I will see you next week. Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you loved today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at this_is_too_niche.
One of my favorite big ticket investment items is from Higher Dose. From infrared sauna blankets to PEMF mats, their science-backed tech helps you sweat and recharge and glow like never before. I am such a fan. I truly lie on my PEMF mat every night. I also love my sauna blanket. They are just incredible items. And because you're a Too Niche listener, you get 15% off your order with code NICHE15 at checkout. So head over to higherdose.com, use code NICHE15, and elevate your wellness routine today.